This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
John Michaels is on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. I remind you, and John would remind you as well, the best place to get geared up for some college football playoff action is Caneswear in Davie. You're online at caneswear.com. John Michaels hosts mornings on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. You hear him nationally on ESPN Radio. Grew up in South Florida. He is a Hurricane through and through. Named his son Kane. That's how much this dude loves the Miami Hurricanes. So tell me, John, your reaction. I texted you right after, but what was your reaction? You see the University of Miami logo pop up on ESPN as they're doing the college football playoffs reveal yesterday. I don't think any of us expected to see it. I was expecting to see the N and the D. What was your reaction when you saw the UM logo?
So you have to back up. So when they put Ohio State at number two, I said, oh boy, they're not really punishing Ohio State for losing a championship game. So my first thought was this could be bad for us when it comes to Alabama, because Saturday night, I thought for sure we were in this thing. I said, man, Bama got boat raced. Bama's going to be out of there. It's us and Notre Dame. Then when the Bama logo hits at nine, I text my buddy Mondo down there in South Florida. And I told Mondo, I said, we're blanked. Like, literally, we're blanked. We're out of here. This is going to be terrible. But I'm sitting there, and I look like Heather Dinich. As Heather Dinich was praying that Notre Dame was getting in, I was praying that Miami got in, and I could see the orange hit. And as the orange hit, I jumped. I don't know that I can jump over a phone book right now. Yesterday, I looked like prime damn Dwayne Wade as I came exploding out of my couch, and there was a lot of let's blank and go as loud as humanly possible. And about the time I said that, I see my son Kane come sprinting downstairs. Dad, we're in the playoffs. And we hugged. And I think I got almost as many text messages as Mario Cristobal did. Awesome, awesome feeling. It's one of the coolest feelings I've felt in a long time when it comes to this program. You know why? All of these years, 20 years, you guys want to crack your jokes and Miami's mediocre and we're irrelevant and this, that, and the other. Guess what? Irrelevant my rear end. We're in the playoffs. And we're coming to take some people's damn lunch money.
And John, what? And you ended up on the good. Kane's ended up on the good side of this. But every all the Notre Dame and a lot of people saying, what sense does that make? BYU loses, and now UM gets better than Notre Dame. They weren't playing. Like, what sense does it make when they did rank them yesterday?
There was none, Channing. This goes back to the committee being hypocrites the entire way along. And I write this down because this time next year, if Miami's in the same situation, I'm not going to react the same way week by week, because what they're telling me right now, it's a made-for-TV show, to be honest with you. That's where it's at. If you're going to tell me that BYU is getting punished for a conference championship game, yet Alabama had no consequence for having minus 3 yards rushing. What are we doing? If you're telling me that on Tuesday, Hunter Yurecek told the committee, hey, you need to go back and rewatch Miami and Notre Dame, why haven't you been doing that all along when the national conversation was Miami always should be in front of Notre Dame? I hate to say this because I can't stand Notre Dame. Notre Dame got screwed yesterday. Notre Dame looks like a playoff team. Alabama looks like a sacrificial lamb that they're putting in based on that SEC patch and Bear Bryant, may he rest in peace. And maybe they thought Nick Saban was coming back to coach. I thought it was stupid the way they went about it. I'm just glad for the first time in 20 years it worked out our damn way.
John, how much do we have to thank our old friend Manny Diaz for, ironically, winning an ACC title before Mario Cristobal even gets to one, but campaigning for the U prior to that game and then taking care of business so that there was no doubt if there was going to be representation from the ACC, it would be the University of Miami.
Truthfully, and I had to work that night on ESPN. I was on after ACC game till 2 in the morning. So I'm out watching, no dog in the fight, but I was like, man, today has really gone great. And if Duke wins, there's no way they leave an entire conference out. So you know what, Manny? I'm going to take back most of the bad that I said about you. I don't think he was the greatest because, as a matter of fact, he wasn't a good coach at Miami. But what he did this weekend elevates the Canes program more than anything he did in his time at the University of Miami. It is ironic that it probably took Duke beating Virginia to knock the ACC out, maybe to get Miami in. Because truthfully, I think if Virginia's in as the 11 seed, Notre Dame's in as the 10 seed, and there's no, they just say, hey, you know, we've evaluated all of this time. Notre Dame's metrics are slightly higher, and we're going to put him in. I don't give a damn how it worked out. Look, it could be the pretty girl at the bar who's told you no all night, and then maybe you cracked the funny joke and she finally says yes and you're going home with her. We're coming to the prom. We're coming to the prom to steal your woman. We're coming to the prom to maybe take the mom home as well. And Ohio State, we're going to see your ass in 2 weeks or 2 games. We're coming to get you. I'm telling you now, we're coming to get Ohio State.
I hope you are right, Matt. What do you make of Notre Dame saying, well, you know what? We're going to quit college football for the next few months then.
It's on brand for who they are. They're a bunch of elitist, entitled brats. It's who they are. And again, I feel bad for them because I think they should have been in the game. But what message are you sending your kids and your program that, oh, we didn't get away our way. We're going to pack up our ball and go home. Their quarterback's a redshirt freshman. You don't think he could have improved over 15 bowl practices? Yeah, I get it. Jeremiah Love's going to go to the NFL and other places. But how about you show the committee? And they would have played BYU, which would have been perfect. The last two teams out playing in that almighty Pop-Tart Bowl. They could have taken a bite of the mascot at the end. But you took your ball and go home. I look at their schedule the next year. They don't play a tough game till November the 7th when we go up there and stomp that ass again next year. I just don't get it. I don't understand the participation trophy generation that we lived in. This is the same group that argued with us for a month about their metrics and their data points and all these little cute things. Yet when it came time to get on the field, you're too chicken blank to do so. You know what? Pack them up. Send them home. Nobody wants to see your asses anyway.
And John, I know you said you won Ohio State. I don't know if you won Ohio State because them boys were banging. But they're still favored to win the college football playoffs, but Indiana just beat them. Right. I watched the game. Indiana can play. I would still put Ohio State a step above Indiana. I don't know if it's the name. Indiana's new to this whole dance. What do you think about who is the best team right now in the nation?
I will tell you, Miami's side of the bracket is murder. I mean, Texas A&M is going to be a tough enough game to go there December 20th and win. Then you have the potential against Ohio State on New Year's Eve. And if you win that, you're probably playing Georgia, who I think is the best team in the country right now. It just feels like Kirby Smart's team's ascending. But I agree with you, Crowder. Watching that game, and I had that one on with the Duke game kind of off to the side, you look at that, and Ohio State has a 4th-and-1 where the quarterback should have got the first down and his knee hits the ground. Their kicker looked like he was one of those Dr. Pepper challenge kids from 10 years ago or somebody that's sitting there with Pat McAfee and he shanks a 27-yarder to the left. I think if Ohio State and Indiana play 10 times, Ohio State probably wins 7 of them. So, but no, I want all that smoke. I want every bit of that smoke. We owe them for 20-some-odd years. I should have an O2 tattooed right here for our sixth national championship. How about we get the sixth national championship in 25? And along the way, you take care of the Ohio State, their wine and cheese crowd.
And then, John,
speak to us.
And then, I mean, talk about poetic. You beat Ohio State, and then Carson Beck revenge game against Georgia for the playoff semifinal to clinch your way into the college football playoff national championship game. There, I know you said it's murder's row, but there is no better path. Like, if you're actually going to do it, if the Canes are going to go to the championship game and then win the championship game, there is no more satisfying path than, I mean, Texas A&M, the loser yell leaders or whatever. Like, that's just always fun to beat them. But Ohio State and then Georgia for Carson Beck, there is no better path.
Well, then add Oregon in the national championship game so Mario can go back and play his whole team. I mean, it would be perfect. First of all, if Miami, and the cart is being put way in front of the horse.
Ah, whatever.
You think?
Come on.
If we somehow make it to play Georgia, I'm going to have to come move with you guys because they are going to want to run me out.
I was just thinking that. How could you possibly do a morning show in Atlanta when you are going to be so unabashedly pro-Canes? They will run you out of town.
That's fine. You know what? They sell the same things to me as they sell to them. Come try to run me out if you want to, because I'm going to be wearing my colors loud and proud. I ordered more stuff from Caneswear today. As if the $800-$900 that I spent earlier this year on new Miami gear wasn't enough. I said, dude, we got to get ready for the playoffs.
You're not going to be able to show your face at the varsity.
I don't do anyway, because hot dogs are a useless food. So there's no need for any of that. I will say this, like, all jokes aside,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Miami is built to win a national championship. I hate to say that losses during the middle of the year may have saved the trajectory of the program. As mad as we were after Louisville and as pissed off as I was after SMU, I know I came on these airwaves and probably said some stuff that I shouldn't have. But it got the team to open up the offense. It got them to say, hey, A-gap for life isn't working. We got to find ways to get the ball into our playmakers' hands. Get Malachi Toney a touch in the backfield. Put him in the wildcat, whatever it may be. Our lines of scrimmage, and I'm going to look in the camera really close, are better than anybody else in the country. We have the best offensive line in this group. And I heard the Texas A&M guy, and I don't know if that was AI or not, saying they can handle Reuben Bain. Good luck, bro. I'm just going to tell you now, good luck, because he ain't the only dog we got on that defensive line. And if those lines come to play and Carson Beck just plays like he has the last month, Miami can win the national title. And I'm not saying that just as a Miami fan.
I mean, Crowder, Solana, Jimmy, you hearing this guy talk? Because John Michaels, He calls it both ways. He doesn't just brag for the sake of bragging. He's hard on them when they deserve to be castigated. Mm-hmm. This dude's telling you they're built for this.
Look, we are built for this, and I've got a nice on Hard Rock bet that I bet with some of my winnings from Notre Dame week one. I got Miami at plus 1,700 to win the national title from week one. I almost deleted the ticket when we lost to SMU. I just looked on my app the other day. It's still there. I'd like to cast that bad boy.
And you talk about you playing with them in the lines of scrimmage and everything. And I was watching one of those shows, and they agree with you. They were like, UM is built like that. They're built in the trenches out, everything people want. They actually said the weakest link of the Canes is Carson Beck. And you look back at SMU, you look back at Louisville, and Carson Beck was the one making all the mistakes. Is that true? Do you look at it that way? Is the weakest link the quarterback on this team?
No, he's not. And I challenge anybody to go back and watch the SMU game. He's the reason we were in the SMU game. Now, the overtime interception, probably not a throw that you need to make. The first interception, JoJo Traitor has the ball. It's a seam route, and if he catches it, he might house it, and it's 14-0, and that game's over. I think the one thing that goes against them still is going to be what happens in a close game. How are the play calls? How are they coached? How does time management come into play? I love what Mario's done this last half of the year. I think he took the gloves off, and he told Shannon Dawson, go do whatever you want. And Shannon Dawson is dialing things up. Is there a point if you're up 7 or 14 in a fourth quarter, do you get super conservative and allow somebody to hang around? Notre Dame hung around because we let them hang around. Florida State, the score ended up looking close at the end of the game because we were kind of conservative. And the Florida game was the same thing. You know, we were a little bit conservative. Play the way you did the last quarter of the season. I don't know that we have a weak link. Carson Beck has played in SEC championships. He's played in every SEC stadium around the country. This kid is the perfect veteran, and he's been worth every single NIL dollar because you know what? We just made a cool $4 million to go to the college football playoffs. And when we advance, we're going to get a couple of more million. So if that's the kind of return on investment I'm getting, let's see if Carson Beck can get another year of eligibility and bring that boy back.
John Michaels, 680 The Fan in Atlanta. We'll talk to you again leading up to Texas A&M. We'll talk to you leading up to Ohio State and Georgia and Oregon.
And I'm going to tell you now, WQAM, you guys are my boys. Len Weiner, I think he's still the boss down there. If by the love of God, we make it to the national title game, I need a credential, and I will bring my butt down there, and we are going to party like it's 2001.
And don't forget, national championship game is right here at Hard Rock Stadium.
Yeah,
national championship game. See you, John.
See ya.
There you go. John Michaels, 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Someone had put on the chat, is his son's name really Kane? It is. C-A-N-E. Yep. He named his son Kane. Somebody else on the chat said, I named my son Ryan after Ryan Tannehill. bad choice.
y'all a little excited down here. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, Ohio State, huh?
Hey, bring them on, man. Bring them on.
I know. That's how you're supposed to think. I love it. I enjoy it.
We ain't scared.
Yes.
We ain't scared.
Between last week and this week, I love the energy of this week. Last week, y'all was some complaining bitches.
I mean, make a CFP playoff before you start talking a little smack over there. Okay, Gator? Make
I'm
one.
I'm not talking smack. I love the energy. Mm-hmm. I love the excitement. I love the positivity.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.